Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming the program author Kelly Asmus Albornoz, and she is the author of The Quit Book. Before I bring in today's guests, a quick reminder that selected interviews are available on our iPhone app, which can be downloaded in the App Store, as well as on TV on the Roku channel and Amazon Fire TV. Our app name on all platforms is simply The Author Show. Kelly, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
I'm a mom from East Gippsland in Victoria, Australia. I've got a couple of little kids, and I help people to give up smoking.
So tell us about your book.
I've got a book called The Quit Book, and in honesty, it completely wrote itself in my head before I did anything else with it. So I've helped nearly 200 people to give up smoking with my Quit Cigarettes program. And during that time, there was a lot of people that inquired in on the program, but they might not have had the money or the willpower to take on the program at that time. So I wrote the book for them so that they had a tool that they could use then towards the program if they wanted to, or they could give up smoking their own way.
Now, who did you write your book for specifically? Who's your target audience?
The main people that I wrote the book for is the people like I was when I gave up smoking. So the people that have their strong determination, they've got the willpower, but they didn't necessarily have the know-how on how to give up smoking on their own. So in the book, I've actually included all the things that I used and some of the things that I didn't know then that would have made my life easier. And I put it all into the book for them so they can give it a crack on their own.
So if you had to choose, would you say there's a central message or perhaps underlying theme that kind of runs throughout the book?
Yes, definitely. So I wrote the book to be empowering, to show people that they actually have everything that they need within them to give up their habit and to have the life that they want. The whole thing is set out to be calm, uplifting. It's all about that you are worthy of being a non-smoker, that you can do better than this, all that sort of stuff, all in the book to lead them through, kind of like a guide that leads them through to the end product of being a non-smoker.
So if you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
This might be a little bit controversial, but I would like to let everyone know that the actual smoking habit is not all a bad thing. And now, you know, I help people to give up smoking, so it's kind of a weird thing for me to say. But what I mean is that, for example, when a smoker is really stressed out, they take time away. They might take a 5-minute break, but they generally go away from other people. They go and sit down somewhere. They do some deep breathing. They feel better. And then they go back to what they were dealing with in the first place. It's actually not a bad habit. The bad part is the little stick of tobacco. The rest of that habit is actually a good idea. They're taking the deep breaths. They're calming themselves down. They're thinking it over while they're taking a break. And then they go back to that scenario and deal with it. So that habit is something that actually should be encouraged, I think.
So if you could compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
To be honest, the only other book that I've actually read about giving up smoking was Alan Carr's book. And initially I bought that for my mum. But I had a read of it, even though I wasn't smoking by that stage, I had a read of it because I had quite a few customers that had come in saying that they'd read it and that it was a fantastic book. So I thought I'd give it a go. I actually found it to be a really good book. And they are similar in that they help people to give up smoking, but they just use a different way about it. So with my book, I help people to look inside themselves to figure out why they want to stop smoking. That, you know, the really important reasons. So once they've got their why and they've got a little picture in their mind of what that why is, then they can deal with any moment of weakness that come up because their why is so powerful for them. You know, having said that, Alan Carr has sold millions of copies of his book. I can only imagine how it would be to be able to sell that many copies of a book. I mean, that's helping a whole lot of people. That would be pretty amazing.
So, how do you actually quit smoking?
It's definitely about willpower. It's definitely about knowing the reasons why you want to stop. So, when people come into my office, they say, I want to stop smoking. Fantastic. That's the first step. That's great. but why? And then we go through a whole lot of questions and I lead them to the main reasons that they want to quit smoking. So it'll be things like, I want to quit because I want to be around to watch my grandkids grow up. I want to be able to play with my kids more. I want to have more partner. A non-smoking partner doesn't really like the taste of a smoker, you know, when it comes right down to it. So that connection has it's got a gap between it, because one person stinks when they're trying to go in for a nice smoochy kiss or whatever like that. So they're the real reasons why people want to stop smoking. And that's what I help people to find.
What's your opinion on vaping?
It, like anything, I think, you know, whatever works for that person. Just know the ingredients that are in what you're using. A lot of the places that you're getting from places that are bought online somewhere, who knows what's in them? And that's the bit that worries me. If you know what's in them, then, you know, the risk is still on you. But it's the really toxic, scary chemicals that can be in them that would turn me off actually recommending them to anybody.
So what's been your most rewarding experience since publishing your book?
Honestly, being accepted as an official fundraiser by the Love Your Sister campaign. They've allowed me to put their logo on the front of my paperback book. So every time I sell a paperback book, $5 from every one of those goes directly to the Love Your Sister campaign. And they're raising money for research and towards helping people to fight cancer.
Now, did your environment or upbringing play any major role in your writing?
It definitely played a role in me writing the book. I grew up with two parents that both smoked, and to be honest, I absolutely hated it as a child. Then, you know, when I was a teenager, there was all sorts of stuff going on at home, and I was angry with my mum. So I used to pinch her cigarettes, and the habit kind of grew from there. I was just being a bit of a pain in the bum teenager, and started out pinching mum smokes. Then once I left school and started to earn my own money, and, you know, you start to smoke more and more. By the time I gave up smoking, I was smoking a packet of 40 a day. And I took 7 attempts to give up smoking. But when I finally quit, it was definitely not going back kind of thing. So I'd hope that my mum is, in total honesty, my mum is still a smoker, which is great advertising for me. But she's not ready to give up yet. So there's nothing I can do about it just yet.
So how would you describe the writing style you use?
I'm a what you see is what you get kind of person, and my writing is basically the same kind of style. So when you're reading the book, it's like I'm in the room with you and we're having a chat together, although, you know, it might be just a one-sided conversation because you can't really talk back to me. But it's down to earth, relaxing, and hopefully empowering to the reader.
Now, most authors have a specific reason for writing a particular book. What was your reason for writing this book?
So getting on to brutal honesty, I wrote it for my mum. As I said just before, my mum is still a smoker. She doesn't want to give up smoking yet. But I'm hoping that one day she will be ready and then she will have this tool available to her. So when I was writing it, I wrote it for my mum, knowing the kinds of things that she would like. She doesn't like anything that shove it down your throat and all that sort of stuff. She wants something that will lead her through and be calming, relaxing, and all that sort of stuff. So I figure what works for my mum could probably work for other people quite well as well. And it seems to.
So what part of your book would you say you personally like best?
Now, that's a really tough question. It's kind of like asking a parent which child they like the best. The book is my heart on my sleeve, basically. It's written, and, you know, the idea, the writing, the design, the photography, production is all stuff that I've done myself. I'm a professional photographer as well, and I chose photos from literally thousands that fit exactly in that spot in the book. And then I picked out quotes, whether it's things I've written in the book or quotes from other people, that fit with that as well. It's kind of like a jigsaw puzzle that's all put together to be a complete picture at the end. So if I had to actually choose a favourite part, that would be a really, really tough thing.
Other than selling your book, of course, is there anything else you hope to accomplish with it?
I do, actually. I've got a half-written course that would actually help other people to be able to give up smoking. So at the moment, with my program, it's a one-to-one program. So at the moment, I can only help people within driving distance of my office. My hope for the future is that I can create an online course, including the book as the starting guide, to get people through in more detail in an online program. I've already got the Quit book and the Quit program, so why not a Quit course too?
In your opinion, who should buy your book?
See, I could say anyone who wants to give up smoking, but I think that the most important buyers are people that have a loved one that is actually still smoking. They're more likely to buy a paperback for someone because then they can hand it over as a gift. They can wrap it up for a Christmas present or birthdays or something like that. You know, a link from an ebook doesn't really have the same meaning to it as what a paperback does. But all of us know someone that's a smoker. We're all afraid of losing those people. So it doesn't matter whether it's a husband or wife, a child, grandchild. You know, they're wanting someone in their life to give up smoking because the thought of losing them is absolutely heartbreaking. We all value the person's life, whether they value themselves or not. And maybe if they have the tool, maybe that they'll actually look in it and then get the motivation to be able to give up smoking. Once they start reading, maybe they'll find their own worth in the book too.
Do you have a website?
I do. I was actually really lucky to grab this one. It's thequitbook.com.au.
Could you spell your name for us, please?
Yes, ASMUSALBORNOZ.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been Kelly Asmus-Albornoz, and she is the author of The Quit Book. Kelly, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Go out there, buy the book today, and please share this interview with your friends so that they too have the opportunity to discover our guests and their work. The Author Show can be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com. Selected interviews can also be found on major platforms like Amazon Fire TV, the Roku channel, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play, and many more. And whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books to read, The Author Show is a great place to start. Check us daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors of very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorsshow.com. Theauthorsshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.